Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. We got lots of things we're going to talk about. And, of course, I have my last pair of tickets to Dr. Wu. It's a tribute to Steely Dan, and that is happening tonight in Thousand Oaks at the Shear Theater, and it starts at 7:30. So I'm just going to start off right now. Call in or text me and say that I want to be there. So definitely our phone number here is 805-650. Let me start all over. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. We'd love to get some people out there. And of course, we've given away several tickets. They've been so nice with letting us share their amazing talent. And so congratulations to the winners last week, the winners before that. And it should be a really great show. And I will be out there. So you'll be able to pick up your tickets at will call. So definitely call in right now for the Dr. Wu show tonight if you like Steely Dan. Also, we have tickets to the Great Junk Hunt. If you've never been there, that's happening in December, so we got a little bit of time, but I'd love to get some tickets out for you for that. And also comedy. If you like comedy, we'd love to get you to the VenturaLaughs.com, Randy Lubas. And, of course, we've got tickets for that. So all you have to do is either call us, text us. And again, that number is 419-0008. We love when we get all these calls in. And of course, our team will get back to you. And I do want to personally invite you to our next two mixers. And that is happening November 14th and December 11th. One is a Thursday night. One is a Wednesday night. It's in Thousand Oaks. It's all about speaking about your business. And, of course, as a radio host, I introduce you. You leave there knowing a lot of people. And, of course, we've got our first vendors, too. So we had 9 vendors at the last one. If you want to be a vendor, you want to get in front of a bunch of people, you want to share who is out there and learn about it, I would love to have you there. And all you have to do is that same number, put mixer, and we'll get back to you. And, of course, again, I'm just going to share it. 419-0008, 419-0008, and I am excited. Denise Carter is one of our sponsors, so you are going to hear her personal story because I will be interviewing her. All right, well, we have a great show for you today, and of course, I always start my show with something uplifting. Do not let making a living prevent you from making a life. So many of us are so working, they forgot to live. Live your best life. That's what this is all about. And so that's really what our show is all about. And, of course, I am really excited to have the CEO, president, co-founder of Wows Insurance Services. Robert Feldman has been on our show before. This guy is on, well, that shouldn't be, I was going to say on fire, no pun intended. But he
it's really okay.
I know, right? Doesn't that, I mean, that I went to say it. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Because we are talking about our homeowners insurance. And I got that letter. And I got the letter that says we can't be insured by our person that we've been for 20-something years. And I'm sure I'm not alone because I've been, like, hearing and having people call me. And, of course, I've been calling Robert. And so I thought it would be so perfect to actually – have him back on again. Robert, you have 25 years of experience, and you're going all over. You're changing the insurance world, right?
Yep, it has to be changed. You know, we make comments all the time of Einstein's theory of insanity. The insurance industry has been doing the same thing in California and expecting a different result. And it's just not happening. And
I
so we're just going to change how it works. And that's what needs to happen. And I'm so sorry. Last time I was on with you, when we were talking, I just was kind of almost like that cringe. I was worried you were going to get that letter. And I didn't want to say anything air. And it was just one of those things. I just kind of kept my breath. And I'm like, okay. Because I know it's kind of, for a lot of consumers out there right now, it's just shocking. You know,
it's shocking.
Our world is
a little crazy right now. And I, you know what?
Yeah.
You are making a stand. And really, that's what we all need to do, is make a stand so that we have a better life. And congratulations to you. I mean,
Thank you.
To us about the legwork that you've been doing, first of all.
Well, we have been all over. I mean, to build an insurance program for California requires so many different levels. First and foremost is really, you're going to laugh, is getting just the normal insurance broker on board with us. We're now with over 3,000 brokers appointed either indirectly or directly through associations. So we're working with. That was a big win. We've been continuing to spread the word, because one of the things that's terrible about the insurance industry is when new products come to market, a lot of times consumers don't know it because their brokers don't have options to it. So we've been working on that part of it. Second part is building what's called the capacity. So when you bring in programs, it's the money, basically. So working with different syndicates around the world, Lloyd's of London to different places, working with state regulators. Part of our program has what's called a captive element to it. We work with the Nevada state regulators currently because they're having the same problems California is having. So we're helping build not just for California, but the programs we're building will be in 8 states. So we're just aggressively trying to reorganize insurance and do some pretty incredible things. One of the biggest compliments we got recently, though, Kim, you'll laugh, is we're getting different insurance companies, different options that are now being offered to us to represent, because we are what's called an MGA wholesaler. So we appoint brokers.
What does that mean exactly?
An MGA wholesaler basically is someone that helps insurance companies come to market. And we having brokers appointed with us, we will give insurance brokers options to be able to write new programs, to be able to help consumers across California. We built our own program, but the greatest compliment, again, is that now we're seeing other programs being offered to us just because of what we're doing. And so it's a great thing. It's helped stabilizing. We're trying to stabilize California, what we're doing in the insurance market.
Robert, let me ask you a question. So what you're doing, okay, first of all, kudos to you and your team and everything. Are the prices going to be horrendous? Because what we were quoted is like, scary. Yeah, like I'm worried for my children. I'm worried for us too, you know. But I mean, retired people, it's cruel.
Yeah, and what happens is it's really a mixture of really two things. One is rebuild costs are rising. A lot of consumers right now that are getting shocked are really getting a shock partially about the rebuild costs. There are a lot of consumers that have policies that still have rebuild costs in the $200 range. There's no home in California that can be built for $200 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is a lot of consumers have had policies in that $200, maybe $300 rebuild cost per square foot. And then they come to find out that it's really $600 a square foot or $500 a square foot to rebuild. Well, think about that for a second.
Yep.
Even if the pricing was exactly the same, but now you're insuring the value properly for a house, you've just doubled the cost of the insurance.
Correct.
And so it's really kind of a tough situation, because we're making sure people are insured to value. There's all kinds of laws that have been enacted in California that require that. And it's a really scary part of it. But also at the same time, you're seeing insurance companies take rate. So it's a double negative at this point.
Right. Has this ever happened in our country before?
There's different peaks and valleys. Usually what happens with most insurance companies, what ends up happening is they end up shutting down. I mean, obviously, over time, rates will rise just off the rebuild cost. Most right. insurance companies have what's called an inflation guard on their policies. That's why everyone sees their homeowners policies trickle up over time. It's not a price increase per se. It's just making sure that you're insured to value. Then most major insurance companies, every about 3 to 5 years, will redo the retooling of their replacement cost to make sure it's actual and factual, and it's actually something that would rebuild a home. One of the saddest things, Kim, I have to say, being in every major fire in California with consumers that lose homes, is when I have referrals from people that can't, one, find their insurance broker with a gun and a search warrant, meaning they disappear. And we're helping unwind with additional insurance companies and finding out the terrible part of when someone is underinsured.
I remember hearing a lot about that in Ventura. We were having fires and people lost their homes, and then they didn't realize that they never upgraded it to what they really had. So they had not enough to build. And I remember all of those stories.
So terrible.
Terrible.
You know, someone believing that their house is insured, you know, for $700,000 and that they're properly insured, and they find out it's $1.1 million to rebuild it. And so now they're $400,000 short. They're having to get loans, you know, and all kinds of other problems. So that's where it comes into really play. You know, the good news overall, though, is what changes or starts to drive pricing down is innovation, which is what we're doing at WOW, changing how insurance works. Also, what changes it is competition. Right now, probably the hardest part of the whole industry is that there's really not competition to market. It's more in a lot of our areas. It's more about who can actually write an insurance policy. You know, I remember, Kim, 10 years ago doing this as an insurance broker before we became WILS and an MGA, where, you know, I would be at meetings and you're battling out with 3 or 4 companies, and it was more about a relationship situation. Now, it's more of a desperation.
Right. That doesn't
help pricing.
Let me ask you a question. So what were you before?
I was an insurance broker, 25 years broker, specializing in homes and fire zones across California. I was working with multiple insurance companies and working directly with leadership with several. I mean, we had 14 different companies. I would work with senior leadership with over half of them. And what I was always good for is really, which insurance companies love, is I would always give them really good market intel as to what's going on in direction.
Okay.
Helping insurance companies stay in markets and be profitable. The WOWS program.
And what does WOWS stand for, first of all?
Well, you know, everyone keeps asking the question. That's the number one reason why we called it WOWS, is I want that very question, because then it makes everyone wonder who we are, why, and what does it stand for? Now, there's some theories. My wife and her and my business partner's wives all have theories as to what it stands for, but it actually doesn't stand for anything. We did it to kind of, because we were really shocked with the market.
It's a great marketing. Wow, right?
Yeah, it's like, wow. We said wows, you know, just to be kind of something unique. It's because we want, because really bottom line is that's what we're really talking about, is the change. Mm-hmm. It's the wows factor.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
We're constantly, you know, building and changing. And it's an ever-moving program. It's an ever-moving product. But again, the key thing that we're doing, which is great for California, is we continue to build and bring additional options into California to help consumers get to the right spot. And that's the really terrible thing.
Right. So, Robert, is it ever going to go to be affordable again?
Yes.
Okay.
We will reverse the change. We're going to reverse it. We're going to fix it. One of the scariest things, and here's the really scary thing that's happened. There's what's called an admitted carrier. That's a typical Allstate, State Farm, Farmers, different companies, AAA. Then there's what's called a non-admitted carrier. Non-admitted is like the famous number one one everyone knows is Lloyd's of London. The problem with the current market and with State Farm doing so many non-renewals and so many carriers that are doing non-renewals, that the original thought was this would drastically affect the higher fire zone area. The problem is now, actually, it affects all areas, and here's why. When State Farm started doing their non-renewals with other carriers, a lot of carriers that were still writing policies got to what's called oversaturation. So a lot of insurance companies don't want to have more than a couple percent of a given market of homes. So all of a sudden they go from being a couple percent to 5 or 10% of a market. Those companies are shutting down, writing new business. So it creates a void. So the way to be able to really truly affect change and to really truly affect how this can work is continuing to bring in additional companies that are willing to write. So, for example, there are now companies that are non-admitted, that are Lloyd's companies, that are writing very low fire scores. Well, in the past, that was impossible, Kim. No one, that wasn't even, like, even I, who can see usually well into the future of what's going to happen in insurance in California, even questioned that one. Because I didn't think it would ever be possible that we would ever have a situation where consumers, if you're in the middle of Perfect Street, no fires, no fire zone. There are consumers that can't get insurance right now. And so we keep bringing these other ones in to fix that very problem.
I mean, people, you know, I just want to like kind of put this out there for my listeners that are tuning in. First of all, I'm so grateful that you are here. I know you have lots of choices and lots of ways to start your days. So I'm so grateful that you are starting it with us. But, you know, this affects so many people on so many levels. If you're buying a home, if you're purchasing, you know, my kids, you know, they were looking at homes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, make sure you can get your insurance before you get that home, because that's another thing. I mean, there's just so many layers to this. And,
absolutely.
You know, and that's why I just thought it was really imperative to have this conversation to really share that there is hope out there. But so, I mean, what do we do? What do homeowners need to know now?
Really, right now, they're really stuck into a couple different scenarios. So currently right now, and this is all homeowners in California, rates are going up, absolutely. Part of what it really is, and I speak at a lot of consumer groups, is really mitigation of risk. So there are things like if you go on to Cal Fire, you know, calfire.org, you can see things like lean, clean, and green. Almost every major insurance company is requiring this now. So it's catching a lot of consumers off guard. But there's, I mean, like a lot of our older homes built in the 50s, 60s, and 70s have what's called open exposed eaves. What that really is if you look at an edge of a house where the roof overhangs from the side of the house, is that open with wood or is it enclosed with cement?
Right.
If it's open exposed and you're not, and you don't have that closed up, that's an increased fire risk. Well, with that being said, insurance companies are not wanting to deal with those.
Exactly. I mean, they're wanting any kind of wood structures to be taken down. Okay.
It's getting crazy. Or wrapped.
And not only that, how old is your roof? How old is, you know, I mean, there's just so many things. Do you have fire sprinklers? Do you not have fire sprinklers? How far are you from the, you know, the mountains or the fire zones? There's just, I mean, we got a list that I should have brought it on here, but I'm sure you know those lists, right? Can you share some of the things that they're asking where you just kind of go, like, older person would have no, like, what do they do? I feel so bad.
Yeah. Well, that's where it happens a lot of times where I'm really helped with, because I am just of old-fashioned nature, and I always say I was raised proper, you know. So what I've done a lot on my own is just walked it with seniors that are consumers, and really that just trying to help them in a very bad situation. Because some of them are ones that I had one recently where we helped a consumer where one of the insurance companies had a Herculean task for them to complete. Well, it was going to cost the consumer $40,000 or $50,000 to do it, you know, to do all the changes. But a different insurance company that was a slightly higher rate was willing to take it without those requirements.
Wow.
And so it's just a matter of risk mitigation and looking at what are the options. So a lot of times with seniors, the scary thing about that, and I feel terrible about it, is there's some that are really almost going to get pushed out of market because you've had the house in Malibu or the house in Calabasas or the house in any fire zone area. And, you know, they are on fixed incomes and they're doing these things. And the terrible thing is the rates are going up. Even the California FAIR Plan, the policy of last resort, is taking rates exponentially at this point. And so consumers that are on fixed incomes are going to have a lot of pushback. It's a tough, tough thing. But it's part of that because the cost of insurance has risen over the last 10 years. And that's where programs like WOWS is trying to re-engineer how insurance works to bring down these costs. What's great about what we're doing is a terrible thing for us, which is what's really needed for the market, is that we know insurance companies will copy, as we continue to roll out, additional companies will copy what we're doing. Well, that's great. We need competition in the market. We need to be able to get people to the right spots. And we're constantly helping companies do that to come to California.
Yeah, I love that. Talk to us about the California FAIR Plan and, like, to give us, you know, what exactly does that mean? And the states insure of the last resort. Is that really our last resort?
Yeah, it is. For some consumers, here's the problem. California FAIR Plan was designed in the 60s. Believe it or not, it was designed right around the Watts riot. It was a policy because there were a lot of problems. It was not really fire at that moment in fire zone areas. It was more about the fact that there was just areas of inner cities of California that could not get insurance. The policy slid over to being a fire policy. California FAIR Plan technically is the only policy you need for your mortgage company. Now, what's scary about that is things like liability or earthquake or water damage or all these other things are not required by a mortgage company. And so a lot of consumers in fire zones have picked up these policies because they're relatively inexpensive. But the problem that you run into at the same time is that's a really scary thing because really there's very limited coverage. Mm. And when you have limited coverage, you know, things happen.
Right.
Things happen. And that's what really scares me for consumers is if any consumer wants to take a risk based on what they're, as long as they're explained properly what the risks are,
right,
I'm okay with that. Everyone has to make their own decisions. You know, we all have budgets in the world. And so really the California FAIR Plan being a fire predominantly only with a few other additional coverages can be kind of scary when a consumer only has that. But there are consumers that are going to be on the Cal FAIR Plan or have what's called a wraparound policy. The official term is a DIC. These are things that our consumers are going to be purchasing for homes. The problem with the Cal FAIR Plan is there's limitations. So the California FAIR Plan has a maximum coverage of $3 million. Now, a lot of people listening right now will say, well, hey, my house isn't $3 million. I agree completely. But it's a combination of all of the coverages which reaches that $3 million. So when you don't have, I mean, that's structure and personal property, all the things that you add up, you know, all the things you add up, that's what normally shows up as part of what you have the Cal FAIR Plan. Well, as we were talking about earlier, rebuild costs are going through the roof. And as rebuild costs go higher and higher, consumers get pushed out of the California FAIR Plan. That's where the real problem comes into play.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I want to make sure that I have incredible sponsors. In fact, I would love you to be a sponsor. I'm telling you, this is so dear to my heart because it really affects so many people. But for our listeners, stay with us. We'll be right back.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this: having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that you can win tickets to tonight's Dr. Wu over at the Shear Theater in Thousand Oaks, 7:30. It starts, and I've got a couple tickets. I would love you to be there if you like Steely Dan like I do. Oh, my God, reminisce. So call in right now or text us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And also, we've got comedy and the Great Junk Hunt. So definitely text us or call in. Again, we are talking with president and co-founder of Wows Insurance, Robert Feldman,
And this has just been really interesting, and I appreciate, you know, you staying on with us through the But, you know, so I didn't want to end it then, because I want to have, you know, something for people to know what to do. So to homeowners, what to do. So where should they go? What should they do? And is there, you know, tell us the resources that they can have by their side. Okay, cool.
The number one thing every consumer out there needs to pay attention to, and I say this really sincerely, is to pay attention. It's amazing how many consumers that are not paying attention in this really crisis that's going on right now and get caught really kind of flat-footed. So the very first thing I always talk about is that, as I mentioned to you earlier, the lean, clean, and green, making sure their house is compliant, making sure that there's no condition concerns with this, the fire hardening. These are things that everyone out there right now needs to be paying attention to. Whether you're on Perfect Street or in, or Gonna Burn Street, it's a bad joke, right? The fire joke, Gonna Burn Street.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to pay attention. Spend some time. Look to see if your house is considered fire hardening. Make sure that you've got everything lined up to give yourself the best chance for a renewal for your insurance company. That's number one. Number two, in the event that you are non-renewed, most consumers don't realize that there are options. The greatest thing we've been able to do with WOWS is we've been able to bring enough of the different carriers back into California. I wouldn't argue that it's competition at this point, but at least there's options. Some consumers will be on the California Fair Plan. That's what it's for. But some consumers actually have additional options and really need to make sure that they have those options, you know, told to them. Because obviously choice is really important. So it's the mitigation of risk and making sure you truly vet out options. And it's and with that being said, we're still like State Farm is in the middle of the biggest non-renewal in the history of really California right now. So what's happening is there's going to be a lot of effects. They're only about halfway in. January 3rd, they will be halfway into their non-renewal. They started July 3rd.
Right.
So this is going to be a thing that's going to carry well into next year. So when you're out there and you're listening, whether it's State Farm, whether it's Allstate, whether whatever company, you've got to be vigilant as to what your most, as realtors say, your most important asset that most people will ever own is their home. Well, the insurance is what protects that most important asset. So making sure you have options, making sure you have what you need to really is staying in front. This is not a time to be an ostrich, as they say, right? Putting your head in the sand.
It's really to be, you know, your own advocate. Make sure what you're really getting, and look at your old one, your old insurance, and definitely make sure that you're covered, correct?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
And really, it's amazing because part of the WOWS program takes into consideration the Cal Fair Plan as a lower layer for what we're building. And it's amazing how often I see policies that are still drastically underinsured. Drastically underinsured. You know, there's still insurance brokers out there that say, oh, you can rebuild for $200 a square foot. You can't do it. Right. There are areas of California now that are well beyond the $400 or $500 a square foot. It just becomes crazier and crazier to know. The number one question I get all the time is, how do I know if I'm insured to value? Well, based on what's going on right now, you have to be in a situation where you can't be just right. You can't be low or just right, like the three bears. You have to be over.
Nice.
You have to be high, because you never know when the rebuild cost can explode. You know, those that don't know this, there was a whole issue regarding wood prices tripling overnight. This was about a year ago. Well, that drastically affects the rebuild cost.
Right.
So, you know, and then it's come back down. But, I mean, you have to really protect yourself as a consumer.
I love it. Well, again, Robert, you know, I am so thankful that you came on and shared all this, you know, not great news, but there is hope out there.
Well,
and it's really
there is,
knowledge,
that's it.
Knowledge.
A year ago, Kim.
Right.
Kim, a year ago, I was really worried about us being in trouble. The good news is I think the tide's turning. We've been able to be a part of it and help push carriers in and push options in. I'm getting calls now, like one of the companies that we have that's starting to write business does up to $2 million of total coverage. Well, in areas that are like condos or things where carriers are either taking drastic rates, this company's very competitive. And we've been able to get brokers appointed for that very thing, or they'll come to us directly and we'll get it solved for them. So we're starting that competition. We're starting that battle. It's what's needed.
I love it. I love it. Robert, how do my listeners find out, find you and find WOW's insurance services?
Well, easy to do. You can, anyone out there can always email me, robert@WOWS, W-O-W-S, insurance.com. Most people forget that S, and then we get you'll get a ton of phone calls, Kim, when they get that S, that I'm not that part of it. Or you can go to wowsinsurance.com, WOWSinsurance.com.
All right. Again, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Share our show with everyone. And, I can't wait to have you back as we get through this, you know, we conquer this.
The next time I come back, I think the next time I come back, it'll be really more about the great thing of what's changing. We have a couple of exciting announcements coming up really soon. And so probably in the next couple of weeks, we should try to look to come back and make those announcements.
I love it. Can't wait. All right. Keep up the great work and stay well. All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you. You guys have a great day. And everyone out there, be safe.
You got it. Thank you. You too. All right. Good stuff. I'm actually going to just take a couple moments to kind of talk to you. You know, a lot of you, I never talk about me because I'm always interviewing other people. But I just thought, you know, we've got a couple minutes. So I just thought I'd take this opportunity to really talk about, funny, I've been going on Facebook Live. And if you have tuned in at all, I've gotten so many responses about really, you know, dressing for success. And first of all, I want to do a shout out. This week, I was at the Latino Expo and got to see some of my old friends, not old, but friends that I haven't seen in a while, out in Ventura. And it was so nice to see what everybody's doing. But I have to say, you know, we have to keep ourselves looking good and looking young. And I think that comes from my doing hair as a hair therapist. We have to, you know, make sure that we are dressing for success. And some of us forget that. And you know, you get into that casual mode. But what about, what are you profiling for yourself, for your business, for who you are, and what you want your business to be? And so we have to set our standards to look at, how do you want the world to see you? How do you want the other business entities to see you? What business are you in? And so it's really important to dress for success and to look your best, because when you do look good, you feel better. And when you feel better, you do better. So I thought I would just take kind of this opportunity to kind of share a little bit about, if maybe you're one of those people that don't wear a lot of makeup, put some lipstick on. You know, make sure your outfit is matching. Make sure that you know, there's just things that can really help the way you run your life. How are you running your life? So there's a couple things. Are you starting your day in a positive way? People, you know, roll out of bed and just start their day. And do you plan your outfits? Do you have your house in order? Do you have your car in order? Do you have your desk in order? I mean, you could have a lot going on in your life, but it is all about time management. And so how, if you look at the people that are being successful, they usually have a lot going on. How do they compartmentalize each level of their business? For me, personally, I have to have my working place all in order. And that's something that's really important to me. And then I start. So I clean up. Are you a person that makes your bed every day? Do you put your toothbrush away? These are like simple things. Do you take the things out of your car after you've used them, or do you just, does your car look like you're living in it? Think about all those things, because one, I remember I used to tell my kids this, if you're trying to get a job and somebody walks out to see, like, hey, it was really nice meeting you, where are you parked? Let me just walk out with you. And they're like, oh my gosh, this person's like living in their car. Is this the person that is going to be organized and nice and neat? All those things matter. So how are you setting yourself up for success? And so these are all the things that I love talking about. And as a business coach, we have to take care of our personal list as well as our business list. Are you taking care of your body? Are you exercising? Are you, you know, going to the doctors, going to the dentist? Are you checking in, you know, on yourself? Are you balancing your mind? There's so many people, kind of like I started my show today, is, what was my thing? I'm going to reshare it again. Do not let making a living prevent you from making a life. Like this is not a dress rehearsal. Show up as the world, as the way the world wants you to be, as you want them to see you. Let me say that again. Show up how you want the world to perceive you. Just take a moment to think about that. If you go to a mixer, dress for success. Everybody knows that my branding color, and I didn't even know before that it was a branding color, because that's kind of something that's kind of gotten into the newer thoughts. But my hot pink, everybody knows me for hot pink. What do people know you for? Is it because you always look professional? Is it because you're always in a great mood? What is it that people know you, and how do you show up for success? So these are some of the things that I just wanted to take a moment to share. Are you the person that always is talking positive, talking politics, telling everybody what they're doing right or wrong? Are you inspiring people, or are you putting them down? These are all things that might help you better your life. So again, I just thought I'd take a moment to kind of share a little bit more about all of this. And I hope that, let me know. I want to hear from you if this helps you just rethink life a little bit. Life is beautiful. And of course, we know life happens to all of us, but it's how we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and keep going on. So I thought I would take this opportunity to really just share some of those positive thoughts with you, and I hope that you like it. So we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I definitely want to personally invite you to my business mixers. You will see it is totally my branding there. The place that we are at is amazing. They totally saw my vision, and I would love you to be in the room. So again, the phone number here is 419-0008. You can text me, Mixer. I'd love you to be in the room so I can share you and share your business. All right, Tom, let's take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner, event, or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi, parking, and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks, Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
And, of course, welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show. And if you've been tuning in, we've had some amazing guests. And, of course, our next guest, we're going to be joined by two experts who will share new research about safer water. I mean, that is our human rights, right, to be able to know that what we're drinking isn't going to make health hazards or cause health hazards. And, you know, with all of our aging pipes, we're going to find out a little bit more about that. And, of course, we have Chad Saddell, and he is a PhD, PE, environmental expert. And is it Dan Tedusco? Is that, did I get it right?
Tedusco, but close enough.
Tedusco. Okay, cool. And thank you. And Community Water Systems with Bria. Welcome, you guys, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
so Chad, let's start with you. What should everybody know about nation's water supply?
Well, like you said, everybody has an expectation, and even California has the Human Right to Water Act that has the expectation of everybody having safe, affordable, and reliable water. But talking today about the subject of lead in drinking water, we have to recognize that EPA estimates show approximately 9 million homes in the U.S. could be served by a lead service line. And those are the lines that connect the pipe in the street to your house or building. And lead exposure that can come from that can cause health problems. And so our research on this subject helped better understand and improve upon EPA's estimates of the communities that would likely be impacted by this and what can be done either in advance of knowing if it's a concern or even after you do know it's a concern. And that's where we found point-of-use filtration systems that can reduce lead at water at the tap is a way to help mitigate the lead before all those lead pipes are removed to help everybody get equivalent protection, whether they're the first house to have their lead pipe removed or the last.
Wow. Okay. This is really interesting. And of course, what if you have your own drinking water, you know, like a private label where they bring it to you? Is that something that helps it, or is that a different water altogether?
Well, it's important to note that the supply of water is coming from a municipal water supplier is highly regulated, and that's what drives many of these recent actions from water systems to find lead. Bottled water and other private labeled supply doesn't fall under those regulations and has a different approach to do that. And so what we're trying to raise awareness about is for community water systems, where literally it's the water coming out of your tap, what you can do to know if lead is a concern and how you can take action in the case that it might be.
So, perfect. And Dan, is that obviously you, right?
That's right.
How does lead contamination in water systems affect people? This is a scary question.
Yeah, Kim. So, unfortunately, as we mark National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week here, it's important to know that no amount of lead exposure is safe, and it's harmful to nearly everyone, but particularly problematic for some of our most vulnerable populations like young children, infants, elderly, and unborn babies. The effects are unfortunately numerous, from developmental delays, reduced IQ, and other long-term health impacts like kidney damage and high blood pressure. So as we work towards these long-term solutions to reduce lead infrastructure and literally get lead out of the ground, it's really important that as communities and as residents, we take proactive measures to reduce our lead exposure, such as point of use or pitcher filters that can reduce lead right now.
Wow, I love this. So Chad, back to you. What does the new water research reveal, and what do we do?
Really, our research identified two key things. While EPA's estimates of the water systems and communities likely to be impacted by the new regulation, really where are lead pipes a concern, are pretty good for national estimates, we found that it likely underestimated the small systems to be impacted. And so we are wanting to raise awareness in those water systems serving fewer than 3,300 people, that it could be of greater concern for them. And in those cases where there is a concern or you know you have a lead pipe, implementing point of use filtration can provide a significant public health benefit, perhaps as much as a 6 times increase in benefits compared with previous EPA estimates, because you can implement them immediately and gain that benefit until the lead service lines are replaced. And that can give everybody public health protection today until the problem is resolved by removing the lead.
Wow, thank you, Chad. And Dan, how effective are point of use solutions for migrating the lead in drinking water?
So the most effective measure ultimately is going to be replacing those lead lines. So that's the really hard job that utilities are working around the clock to do for about 9 million lead lines that have been estimated in, around the country today. In the meantime, point of use filtration, like a Brita Elite filter, are a great option and very effective at reducing potential lead exposure. Our products are certified to reduce lead up to 99%. And we would encourage everyone, as they evaluate solutions, to look at those certifications or look at products that have third-party independent verification that they can reduce your exposure to lead in drinking water. We currently work with over 200 communities today around the country on implementing these tools as part of a comprehensive set of solutions to ultimately reduce and mitigate lead exposure in drinking water.
And Dan, back to you still. So when you put in a Brita, what does that look like? Talk to us.
Right. So there's a couple of ways that or a couple different options that we offer that can be immediate ways to protect yourself and your family from potential lead exposure. One is a pitcher filter. And a lot of your listeners may have this in their home already, but it's that thing that sits in your fridge. You refill it under the tap as you use it. And it's ready immediately. And so that Brita Elite filter, it's a blue color, is really the one you want to look for to reduce your lead exposure. The other option is a faucet mount. So this is something that screws onto your faucet. The issue we hear from communities and with consumers sometimes is that it's not compatible with their faucet. Some of those newer wand type faucets or different fixtures may not always be compatible. So that pitcher filter is what most communities want because it's universal. Everyone can use it right now. But we do have a couple of options for consumers and residents that might want to introduce different things in their home.
Wow, very really interesting. And Chad, is there a timetable for fixing the nation's water systems?
There is. So EPA's recently finalized lead and copper rule improvements mandates that all those lead service lines be identified and replaced within the next 10 years. So that's a big public works effort to dig those up, get in the trenches, remove them, and replace them with new lead-free alternatives. So their water utilities are doing their best to make that happen as quickly as possible. And in the meantime, recognizing that some are going to be later than others, everybody can benefit from implementing point of use filtration now to mitigate those risks until those replacements are fully implemented.
Wow, this is really important stuff. And of course, I talk about the brighter side of life and business. I would say this is something that we really need to take notice of, and really, it's our whole family. So there's not going to be anybody that's going to be not affected by this. We all drink water. They all say we have to drink water, right? So what should people do now, and where can we go to find out more information, Dan?
Yeah, Kim, you raised such a good point there. At the end of the day, you know, everyone wants to do as much as possible to keep themselves and their family safe. And the good news is there's a lot of action happening right now to achieve those long-term solves that we all want. And so right now, utilities and communities around the country are in the process of sending notifications directly to residents if they have a lead service line or they have an unknown material. So if you get a notification over the next month or so from your utility, make sure you read that, you follow the instructions that they give you and the advice for mitigating lead exposure. If you're unsure if you've got a notification or you just want to find out more, reach out to your utility directly. So give them a call, visit the website. Often they have material and communication on how you can test for fixtures, for lead and fixtures and pipes in your home. And the final thing we'd recommend is for folks to take matters into their own hands, be proactive about this. So look for solutions that can mitigate the threat of lead exposure in your drinking water, like a Brita Elite pitcher filter. Look for certifications, third-party validation that the solutions are certified for that benefit claim. And at the end of the day, think about introducing those solutions into your home to help keep yourself and your family safe.
I love it. Dan, Chad, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Kim.
You got it. Download our podcast and share our show. Thank you again. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you enjoyed our show today. And of course, if you want to be a sponsor or you want to be on or show up at my mixer, I would love to share that with you. Of course, and we always end our show with a moment of happiness. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, keep moving forward. With that, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.